referee is going to end this game. Well, the crowd are really frustrated here at Anfield. A late goal by Richarlison, the former Everton man. 2 points dropped. And I think even Arne Slot would admit Liverpool only have themselves to blame today. Going into the game, Arne makes some big changes. Coming into the game with Ekotike, Salah amongst the bench. Szoboszlai started at right back. Tottenham without a whole host of players, all out injured. A makeshift defence really for them. Szoboszlai opened the scoring with a wonderful free kick at the top end. Gakpo hit a post, but we didn't build on it. Alisson made two or three great saves off Richarlison. Salah and Ekotike both came on, but then right at the end, a defensive slip-up let in at Richarlison at the top end, who scored a late goal. We had a late chance to win it with a counter-attack in stoppage time, but Ekotike couldn't deliver. Really disappointing this. Liverpool 1, Tottenham 1. Pete, it's all yours, top man.
Thank you, guys. Disappointing afternoon for Liverpool. There's no doubt about that. Dropping valuable points in this charge now for the Champions League with opportunities to really get some kind of surge underway. Fast running out for all of the teams that are in that tussle. And Liverpool are undoubtedly one of those teams in the tussle. And today it just didn't feel like Liverpool beyond that first goal.
No, it didn't. And we spoke about the intensity. The press is one thing, but the intensity that has to be there. And although we were closing down, because they were nervous as anything, Dragosin looked as though he'd never played football before. He was so embarrassed on his left side. But we never pushed on that advantage. And at times, again, game management, trying to see our way through to the game, you felt it was going away all the time. And it wasn't just the last 10 minutes, probably about the last 20 minutes, trying to manage our way through the game. Spurs were getting every second ball. They were fighting a little bit more. You could sense it. You could sense it from the crowd. You could sense it from the players. But Spurs sensed it as well, that there's something in this for us. And as much as I'd look at teams, you look at Wolves and everything, the way we played them, they beat us 2-1. No, they didn't deserve to win that. But I'm sorry to say is that Spurs did deserve something out of this.
Battling for those fine margins can be so difficult, can't it, when you're going for all of the top prizes. Liverpool, you know, going for these Champions League places, it just didn't feel like it was going to happen today, that second goal. And it's often the biggest prize, isn't it? Just getting that second goal and it can get you over the line. I know 2-0 is a dangerous scoreline, but 1-0 proved such a dangerous scoreline for us today.
Yeah, it did. I think if we went in at half-time, we can control the game well. They had the two chances right at the end of the second half. But apart from that, I thought we did control it. The big turning point for me was when we did make the subs. If you're coming on for the person, you've got to make that real impact. And the lads, it took them a few, you know, 5 or 10 minutes to get into the game, and by that time Spurs have already decided that they were still in the game and they started pushing. So that's when, you know, the little tiny lapses of concentration that we've seen with the second balls weren't getting mopped up. It was, we had a real game on our hands for that last 20 minutes. So just feel the shots. I think we're looking at the stats on 65-70 minutes, and the shots on target were quite equal, but we had a lot of shots off target, didn't we, today? I think, yeah, we were getting into them areas.
Ali's made more important saves than, yeah, Vicario has. You know, it's Ali's sort of done well at most of the time. Although we had good options again, it was like we were going through right at the end, and we chose to pass it to Chiesa rather than go where we had two players to the right-hand side. And Chiesa's, it's behind him. And I think we seen on the TV at the end, Mo and Chiesa were going, it was there, Mo was screaming for it. That was the better option. The number of times that's happened in the last sort of 4 or 5 weeks has just been incredible.
OK, let's hear what the boss had to say. He was speaking to Glenn Price.
Arne, how would you summarise that game?
As a game that was... great goal. The way we scored the first goal was pure quality from Dominic. In a part of the game where we were really dominant but weren't able to create a lot of big chances, but we're getting closer and closer. And then to score a goal like that is always very nice and helpful. I think afterwards I was waiting for us to score the second, which we were not able to do. And I think towards the end of the game, the game became more and more equal. And they got a few chances from long ball, second ball, and we got a lot of chances from counter attacks or high press. it was waiting for one of the teams to score, either for us to score the second. And they were a few times close to score the 1-1. And as so many times this season, we weren't able to score the second one, and they were able to score the goal in the last minute.
Is that frustrating that you couldn't really control the game as much as you'd like towards the end, or is that hard against a team who are fighting for everything to get points or a valuable point?
I think it's difficult to control the game if they go all in and they play long ball, second ball. That's hard to stop because, yeah, a long ball is always, they're always able to play the long ball. And it wasn't as if we were too open, as if they played through our midfield constantly. It was just going over us, not able to clear the balls well enough, or if we did, not picking up the second ball, and that led all their chances were a bit in a similar fashion. And as I said, there were also a lot of moments where we did pick up the second ball and we started to counter-attack them. Yeah, in a moment like that, if you score like that, then it's 2-0, game done. But because we didn't, then they keep on trying, and in the last minute, they got what they wanted.
Obviously, there can be no dwelling on this now. There's a big challenge coming up on Wednesday, and a challenge to be embraced by everyone.
Yeah, but the fans were completely behind us throughout the whole game. They were frustrated after the game, which we all were, which is completely normal because we haven't performed this season to the standards the fans are used to, the players are used to, I'm used to. And if you then concede so many times in the last minute, it's completely normal that they are frustrated. But I know one thing for sure. If the game starts Wednesday night and we can start off the way we started off today and played for a large part of the game, maybe not in the end, but a large part of the game, they will be as supportive as they've always been for this club.
Thanks, Solskjaer. Thank you.
It was such a big opportunity for Liverpool today. Let's just take a look at the results from the rest of the Premier League, and this is why it offered so much hope, the results that went in the direction, you might say, of Liverpool yesterday, with Chelsea losing out to Newcastle. Newcastle might feel as though they're in this charge now as well. And then today, the only goals came at Old Trafford. Manchester United 3, Aston Villa 0. They are the team that's kind of pulling away now, and really, when you look at the top of the table, Liverpool would have had the opportunity to climb into the top four with a win, but that draw means they are fifth, and Tottenham at the other end climb just that little bit closer to safety. Point clear of the relegation zone, still in big danger, but an encouraging result that they will look to build on after today. It will be two very contrasting dressing rooms, I think it's fair to say. And the match stats from today as well. Liverpool with so much of the advantage in terms of possession, shots as well, 17 versus 13, and no big chances for Liverpool, which I think
shots on target for Spurs there. That's what I'm saying about saves by Ali. Oh my goodness, and yeah, we're playing Spurs today, and so many people thought that they would roll over and everything. You were thinking, you know, if there's one team, we're going to give them a leg up. And that seemed, they sensed it today, and they did have a go. That was the big thing about it. But the number of times we had those counter-attacks, it was like a basketball game, that last 20 minutes. But we just didn't seem to... We had the counter-attacks, and we didn't make the most of them.
Richarlison had 5 shots today, which is the most for a visiting player at Anfield all season. We spoke about him before, didn't we? There was an air of inevitability that he would have that kind of game today. It felt like he only really had that game from, like you mentioned before, 70 minutes on, when they felt there was a chance to get back in and potentially even win it.
Yeah, he always seems to be in the right place when they are creating the chances. He's always going to go away from the game, especially at Anfield, whether it was at Everton or Spurs. He's always there waiting to get them chance, eager to mop up on anything, any lapses of concentrations where he'd find himself. He was unlucky with the two he had just before half time, but it was difficult because when you're looking at it from a fan's point of view, us up the top, you're going, how do you see this game out? How do you shut up shop? But then you make the changes and you go, they were so positive, the changes. We all felt we were going to get that second goal, inevitably. We dropped a little bit, and it became difficult.
But you felt those two chances for Richarlison just before half-time. I think that gave them the belief that there's something in this. You know, they were out of nothing, really, and he's headed one wide, and then he's headed one down to Ali. And you just thought, going in at half-time, it's only 1-0. It's a result for them. They come on, get together. And in fairness, they had a goal. You could see it from even the manager on the touchline. He was more passionate. He was more trying to sort of organise things, getting it together. I just felt that one moment, Mo inside right, when they had the goalkeeper and one of the defenders got in a mess and Mo's knocked it wide of the goal. You just felt that was a big moment in the game.
It feels like maybe even in a previous season or maybe at the start of the season.
Movie before.
Yeah, but also, you know, when he brings the front three on, you feel as though they're going to be the bit to push it over the edge now, and we will get the second and probably the third. It just never happened, unfortunately.
And it, I don't know, that decision-making in that, and it's been like that for quite a while. Said it before, we're getting in the great positions, but it's always the ball's either behind somebody or they've chosen the wrong option. And it just keeps on happening all the time. We're not killing teams off. And I think that's where the likes of Arsenal, certainly Man City normally do it, but certainly Arsenal have killed teams off.
Is that confidence? Decision-making equals confidence, or is that too simple an equation?
It is, because you're attacking and you're running with the ball, and you're running, you haven't an extra touch to see it. I can't remember who was going through. It was inside left. I was going, give them the ball early. I think it was when Rio was still on. And we've had more and more touches, narrowing the angle. And then all of a sudden, the fullback can get close once the ball's gone to Rio. And you went, if you'd give him early, he's then got 10 or 15 yards to run at somebody and give them problems. So it's just making that early decision. And I think it's a bit of nervousness. I've got to make sure I get this just about right now. They don't realise they're narrowing the angle for the other players.
Just some quotes that are coming through here from Dominic Szoboszlai, who, again, was the key man, fourth in the Premier League this season. The amount of difference he's made in the games has been startling, hasn't it? But he says, and he was speaking to Sky Sports, I feel flat. We have to wake up, because if we carry on like this, we should be happy with the Conference League. I don't know why this is happening. I honestly don't know. I think in the first half we played well, controlled it. Second half we just didn't do the same things, Kels.
I think there'll be a few players like that. You look at Rio, who came off, he'll be gutted with that result because of how well he played. I think if he had, you know, 20 games under his belt, he's staying on. He's the one that they doubled up on today all day. He was the one that, when they was doubling up, it created a bit more space for the other lads when he came off. You could see, when we were watching it, where was we going to get them opportunities again? I think Alexis, you see him on the bench after the game, he was just shattered and devastated. It wasn't, you know, you can't put it down to a really bad individual mistake, but you go, when you're at home, and you have a team that we see in the lineup today, and fair play to them, they did stick in the game and stuck to the game plan well today, Tottenham, but the chances, like Tomo said, that little tiny last bit of concentration that you need on that final pass, we just didn't have it today, did we?
And it's both ends, which has been for a while. It was like that against Galatasaray the other night. Both ends is we're not making the most of our opportunities when we're going forward, and we look nervous at the back. You know, again, you see what they've had 13 attempts, 7 of them on target. That shouldn't be it. Us at home. So there's something not quite right, sort of connecting the two. And it's hard. Is it the midfield, which is not giving them as much protection? I'm not sure what it is at the moment.
Some of the second balls wasn't it? With the knockdowns from the headers was the midfield, as you see, Virgil waving his hands in the air to. I think it was Gravenberch at one point with them knockdowns. It has, like Tomo said, it's been the last few games that I think if you're a team now coming up against Liverpool, you're going, how did he deal with that second ball? Did we go direct and just put it on them, make them do them decisions? Because they haven't got it right the last few games.
The nervousness inside the stadium is a thing now as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
You can almost feel it's close enough to touch.
Yeah, it is, and that's it. You could feel it when there was giving away sloppy balls, or we weren't getting there onto the second balls. Everybody could feel it, and that doesn't help matters. And that's what you have to live with. You have to get through that. You have to see it through. If that ends 1-0, everybody's delighted and think that's good. But it's not. We're not a team at the moment which is putting away teams. And we don't seem to. We scored 5 against West Ham. But it never felt that way. It never felt as though that was a 5-2 scoreline. And I think we've got to be better at it. So it's a difficult one, but it's a big night again on Wednesday.
Certainly is. It's a big night this for Liverpool. Where positives are concerned, and we talked about them before for Rio, and this might have been that big kind of litmus test of you like for him to get the 60 odd minutes that he did. We can take a look at the impact he makes across the pitch now. Pedro Porro wanted nothing to do with those one-on-ones, maybe just the end result lacking in the end, but 51 touches, which is good numbers. A really encouraging afternoon for him.
I think what I found from watching the game that they kept letting Rio have the space to get it into feet and attack their players. And he kept getting the ball. If it was, you know, any other team, you'd stop it at source and make it go the complete opposite side of the pitch. But the more the game went on, Rio was getting, like Tom said, it was getting the ball just outside the box, and he was making things happen. He'll be devastated with that result today, because the performance he put in, it was such an experienced performance for a young kid. He was the guy we look, you know, for this game today, he was a standout performer. Who could we get it to as early as possible? Where last season it was Mo. When can we get Mo? When can we find Mo? Today was young Rio Angamoa, and he's got the weight of the world on his shoulders, hasn't he?
And he was doubling up all the time.
Yeah.
Doubling up every time he got it. That's how they knew he could be a match winner. As soon as he got it, number 38, was it? I think. And he was making sure he got over it and was putting the cover on Porro. And or he was going to be the first one there, but he made a point of trying to get in there and double bank it.
So more stats on him. 7 dribbles, most by a teenage player in the Premier League, that since Raheem Sterling back in 2014. So again, that's some impact that I think, well, we hope he's going to be around for a long, long time.
Our problem is he's not getting over that 60-minute mark. Mm.
Will that have proved something today, Tomo, that he's 60-odd minutes now?
Yeah, but that's you want more than that if he's making such an impact and he's that sort of a player. But I don't think we're going to get that now between now and the end of the season. He's going to be a 60 to 70 minute player, and you can see him visibly tiring once he's getting to that 60 minute mark. So it's a difficult now. You handle it so late in the season.
I think the one thing on that was when Raheem stepped up and made his breaking season when he was, you know, 17. He only played an handful of games, and then the next season he played 28. He's following right in the footsteps of that, and I do compare him to Raheem in many ways, in a sense that he does need that game time because he's that explosive. He gives that much when he's got the ball. He's not wanting to even pass it and move. He wants to get straight at the defenders, so it takes so much out of you as a player.
It'd be nice
to
see him play on Wednesday.
Yeah,
because they are so committed the way they play Galatasaray, they'll be hanging legs there left, right and centre, and I think he will have a big impact.
For me, he's played
even if it's 60 minutes.
He's played as well into the side there, I think, from tonight.
Another direct free kick for Dominic Szoboszlai as well. He's doing the rounds at the moment where interviews are concerned. Let's take a look at how that compares with some of the great free kick takers from across the years as well. Most in a season now in this 25-26 season. Closest to them gets Philippe Coutinho back in 2016-17. At times, Tomo, you feel sorry for him. He's obviously being moved around into different positions. He is the constant. He's available every week.
And
he just looks so disappointed at the moment.
I think he was disappointed playing a fullback today. He's not going to say that. I'm looking at body language. And I think, and I'm disappointed because he sets patterns in this. I was talking about intensity, not pressing or transitions or whatever. This fella gives intensity to his pressing. He runs and makes things happen, not waits for things to happen. And I just think he's got to play in the midfield. He has to be in there. He sets patterns in a game. And I think we've missed a trick there in playing a fullback.
Some more quotes from him. He says, "We'll sit down together. This is the most difficult time, but we have to stick together. I didn't hear the boos, but we can understand them. We are not performing how we should." This is a moment, and they've had a couple this season where, you know, the team naturally will speak together. How do those meetings go, Kels? What kind of conversations will be happening prior to another huge opportunity here on Wednesday night?
It all depends on where they see the team units, where it broke down at times tonight, whether that's a defensive unit or midfield or a collective. It's usually with the VTs going back and running through after games. His ball striking, his passing with intent first half. He again set the tempo for this game tonight, and his corners, his free kicks, the ball he puts in is frightening at times. I think when they do debrief this game, it's got to be something small, because the guys here today, that even Cody, who it wasn't his night tonight, but he worked his socks off. It's just not dropping for him at the moment. We're so close to getting a really top performance, and hopefully that is on Wednesday. I think the lads who did come in today, Robbo before the last little bit at the end, I thought was solid. Joe at centre half, he's more comfortable there. It was just devastating seeing them score so late on, when a clean sheet would have done us absolute wonders tonight going into Wednesday. It doesn't work like that, but good thing about football is they've got another game on Wednesday, aren't they, and a real big game where we're going to have to get these fans to take the roof off.
Well, they do say that it doesn't rain, it pours. If you listen to this as a podcast, then the rain is starting to come in now. Tomo, if you can, in 30 seconds, what would you do tomorrow, whether that be a player or an assistant manager? Because there's a fine balance between being too downhearted and trying to get them lifted for Wednesday.
Exactly, Pete. Listen, this is gone now. This is gone. That big game on Wednesday, them celebrating after the game on Wednesday night on the pitch in front of their fans, the way they were celebrating, it's not a problem them doing it. They think they're through. And them celebrating, you were over there, Pete, and them celebrating in that dressing room, they think they've done enough. That's enough motivation for me. That's enough for when you're having your meetings saying, we don't want them to be rejoicing at the end of the game on Wednesday. We need to be at it properly on Wednesday night.
Thanks for being with us on The Reaction. We are back after Wednesday's game against Galatasaray. Let's hope there's a better reaction on The Reaction. If you've not yet, please give us a follow to make sure you don't miss an episode when they drop. From all of us here, bye for now.